Ever get that feeling, you know, when you're shopping online and those deals you're seeing are almost too good to be true? Like somebody somewhere is kind of pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. The FTC's antitrust lawsuit against Amazon. It's this whole thing about power competition and how much control just one company should have in the digital marketplace. And it just got even juicier with this recent partial dismissal of the case. We've got all the latest from WebPro News' article, Amazon wins partial dismissal of FTC antitrust lawsuit right here.
So let's unpack this, shall we?
You see, what makes this case so fascinating is it's not just about Amazon. It's about the entire structure of online shopping and the whole balance of power between, consumer sellers and, of course, the platform itself.
Right. So for those who haven't been glued to this legal drama, let's rewind to September 2023. That's when the FTC, along with 17 states, decided to challenge Amazon's dominance. And just so we're clear, antitrust, that basically means preventing one company from having too much of an unfair advantage. You know, the kind that stifles competition? Think of it like making sure everybody plays by the rules in the online marketplace.
Precisely. Now, it's important to note the FTC isn't saying that Amazon being so big is bad in and of itself. They're more focused on how Amazon allegedly used that size to possibly, elbow out competitors.
Okay, so it's more about their tactics than just their sheer size. Give us the lowdown. What exactly were they accused of doing?
One of the FTC's main arguments is that Amazon allegedly strong-armed sellers into joining their Prime program. The one where you pay a fee for faster shipping and other perks. Well, the FTC claims that Amazon made it really tough for sellers to really succeed unless they were a part of Prime.
Interesting. So if you weren't on board with Prime, you were kind of stuck in the slow lane.
Essentially. The FTC also accused Amazon of slapping these hefty fees on sellers who dared to offer lower prices on other platforms. Imagine being penalized for trying to give customers a better deal somewhere else.
Ouch, that's gotta hurt. It sounds like the FTC is really concerned about how these practices might be impacting everyday shoppers like you and me.
Absolutely. Their goal is to restore the lost promise of free and fair competition. Or, in simpler terms, they're fighting to make sure online shoppers like us have access to a wider variety of products at competitive prices.
So it's about keeping things fair and balanced in the digital marketplace. Now let's get to this recent twist in the case. A federal judge, John Chun, just partially sided with Amazon dismissing some of the FTC's claims. But here's the catch. Judge Chun's order is still under wraps, so we don't know exactly which parts got tossed out.
It's like a legal cliffhanger. We're left to speculate a bit until that full order is revealed.
Talk about keeping us on the edge of our seats. Luckily, we do have some clues. The Wall Street Journal, a pretty reputable source, reported that the core of the FTC's case is still standing. So while this partial dismissal is a win for Amazon, it's not a total knockout punch. What do you make of that?
Well, it tells us this case is far from over.
Yeah.
Amazon might be celebrating a small victory here, but the FTC still has a fighting chance to really reshape how this e-commerce giant operates. And that's why everyone from Wall Street to Main Street is watching this case so closely.
Especially since so much is riding on this. I mean, Amazon practically is the internet for a lot of us when it comes to shopping. Like, if this case forces them to change their ways, it could totally change how we buy everything, from books to toasters.
Exactly. This isn't just about one company. It's about the future of online shopping as we know it. And the fact that Amazon's stock price hasn't, gone through the roof after this partial dismissal, that speaks volumes.
Oh, interesting. So you're saying investors are being cautiously optimistic, like they're waiting to see what the FTC does next.
Precisely. See, this partial dismissal could be a blessing in disguise for the FTC. It might highlight areas where their arguments need a bit more punch, maybe some stronger evidence to back up their claims.
So it's like they got a little feedback on their legal strategy, a chance to regroup and come back even stronger.
Exactly. They could appeal Judge Chun's decision and try to get those dismissed claims back on the table, or they could try to negotiate a settlement with Amazon directly.
So a settlement, does that mean they like strike a deal? What would that even look like?
A settlement could involve Amazon agreeing to change some of its policies. Maybe they tweak the rules for Prime sellers or adjust those controversial fees. It's all about finding a compromise that addresses those competition concerns.
Okay, so there's a chance Amazon makes some changes even without a full-blown trial. That's interesting. But what if neither side wants to budge? What happens if they take this all the way?
Then we're in for a real legal showdown. The case would proceed to a full trial where both sides present their arguments and evidence in court. Think of it as a battle of legal titans with the future of e-commerce hanging in the balance.
Now that would be something to see. But it sounds like a lot is riding on the judge's final decision. What kind of impact are we talking about here? Right. Well, for you and me and anybody really who shops online, I mean, this case could really hit close to home. We're talking about potentially higher prices, maybe fewer choices, and even some of our favorite small businesses, you know, getting squeezed out.
It all comes down to this, you know, do we want a diverse and competitive online marketplace where we as consumers have real power? Or do we want one that's dominated by a single company? I mean, that's what's at stake here.
Wow, yeah. When you put it like that, it really highlights why this case matters so much. It's way bigger than just Amazon. It's about the future of how we shop.
Exactly. And it's a good reminder that even in the digital world, you know, there are very real world consequences. The rules of the game matter. And who writes those rules matters even more.
So as this whole saga unfolds, what's your advice for our listeners? How can we stay informed and, you know, make smart choices as consumers?
Don't just click buy now without thinking. Really pay attention to where you're shopping, you know, who benefits from those purchases and what kind of online marketplace you really want to support. Every click is a vote.
That's a really powerful thought. It's like, we're not just shopping, we're shaping the future with our wallets.
Exactly. And as this case shows us the future of online shopping, well, it's anything but certain. Stay tuned because the story is far from over.
Well said. And that's a wrap on today's deep dive into the FTC's case against Amazon. We'll definitely be keeping a close eye on this one, so stay tuned for more updates and insights. Until next time, happy shopping, everyone. And remember, every click counts.